Welcome everyone to the Holistic Bodybuilding Podcast with your host, me, Vince Duran. Whew, I'm back. So I took a month off. While that was my initial plan, I figured I'll take a month off, maybe two. I know that was sometime in September, and here we are, December 2nd. Man, at the time I recorded my last episode, I felt like I just needed to take some time to gather myself and figure things out. I've gained some weight. I was stuck around 265. I couldn't move that weight. Then I ended up getting up to almost 280. I had a bunch on my plate between going to school, trying to move up in work, trying to balance training and everything in between. It was a little bit of a roller coaster, guys, to be honest. So I felt I needed to take some time off, which now I realize was the best move I could have possibly fucking done. I went on vacation, the first vacation I've had since the beginning of 2019, when I went to New Mexico and hung out with my boy Leroy and saw my parents. Drove down to Texas, saw my in-laws. It was a long fucking drive, man, coming from the Denver all the way to Houston. It was a long fucking drive. I had to break it up into 2 days. It just goes to show you, sometimes you have to overcome your fears and all that. Like, I'm afraid of airplanes. It's something I'm working on, man. I'm looking to get past that so I can travel more frequently. And anyhow, drove down there, got to experience it, see what Texas is all about. Beautiful spot. Long trip. Stood in Dallas for a day. Pretty fucking cool place. I liked it. Went down to the Houston area. I didn't care much for Houston itself, but it wasn't too bad. Drove down to Galveston. Had a great time. I'll definitely go back. As far as other updates, like I said, I got up on probably 278 right now. So it's time. It's time to get on it, man. I haven't even looked at my goals for last year, and I keep one of my goals, and I feel like the last couple years I keep fucking putting it down. I never fucking reach it. It's get down to 225 pounds, and it's time. I'm ready for this shit. I'm fucking tired of bullshitting, man. Everything else can fucking wait. It's time to get in shape and start fucking competing. I've been training for 18 years now. It's time to start fucking going after what I want and start pursuing that OCB Yorton Cup in the men's classic physique division. That's what I need to go after. I've thought about possibly relocating to Texas. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe a year, year and a half. I'll see how the economy looks, how the housing market looks here in the Denver metro area. As far as my job, I'm very happy. I got a pretty good work-life balance. I'm ready to get over this fucking school shit. I'm just fucking tired of it. I basically have to take maybe like 9 classes to get my associate's, so I'll do it either way, and I should get it by, you know, August of next year, around that time. I don't know, some time around there. At the same time, I don't really need it for my job, but it helps. It helps when I want to promote. I've been busting my ass. I might promote to the next position, which is a senior officer, so I get to do transports. I'm looking forward to that. I've been busting my ass. I know they're going to start opening that up here pretty soon. I'm going to apply for that. I'm definitely one of maybe, I'm one of 5 people that's actually qualified for the position. They're probably going to open up 2 to 3 positions. Out of those 5, I'm in the top 3. I think I'm actually number 1. I have the most experience, and I've actually done transports and all that stuff before, but I believe I'm in number one spot. And that's just taking the initiative, man. I went out there, I started doing the damn thing. I started, studying what it takes to get to that point to make things happen. And here I am, man. I took advantage when other I did the work for the other guys in that position, and they basically mentored me. So, and one of them just got moved up to, entry level leadership, and all of them are pushing towards me, getting that position. So I'm looking forward to it. Also, they have a emergency response team. I applied for that. I'm in the final stages of that. So it's looking like I'm gonna get that as well. Beautiful stuff at work, man. That's why I don't know if I want to move. The housing market's a little crazy out here. Our rent isn't too bad. Actually, our rent's great for, kind of live in the hood, but we pay a pretty good price for what we get. I'm close to work. I'm not planning on leaving and starting over again. There's a lot of growth going on in my department, and I'm looking forward to helping my department grow. So there's that. As far as other stuff, man, I love living in Colorado. I've really enjoyed the outdoor life, the fitness life. That's why I moved here. And I don't know if I want to give that up, especially after driving through Texas, all that. It's very beautiful. Reminds me of New Mexico, except without the mountains, because if you guys don't know, the Rocky Mountains start in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and head on up. But I love it here. And I love my job. And I'm happy I was able to get back. When I was a deputy, a sheriff's deputy, or deputy, yeah, a deputy sheriff. I'm saying that wrong. A sheriff's deputy, because a sheriff is the one that deputizes you. So you're the sheriff's deputy. I hated that job. I basically do the exact same job working for the agency I do now. A lot less stress, a lot more time to pursue my goals, and far better benefits. My pay isn't, it's probably on par because I have far better benefits and I pay far less for them. But I make less per hour, but I bring the same home or have the same take-home pay. But I'm about to get a pretty good raise if I get this senior position. So looking forward to that. Family stuff's been going good, but I know you guys want to hear about bodybuilding nutrition. We'll talk about that last. I want to talk about the mindset, man. Sometimes you have to develop your mindset. You have to get your ducks in a row. Bodybuilding success comes to having a routine. If you can't have a routine, you're not going to be successful. You're going to keep failing. Trust me, I know that's what's going on with me, man. I'm still progressing slowly, but I'll fall back as far as controlling my body fat just because I don't have a set routine. There's days I work crazy hours. There's times I'm trying to do too many obligations at once. You just have to have a set routine, and that'll get you where you need to get. Beyond that, you have to have a positive attitude. I have several coworkers who fucking hate it where I'm at. But these guys are definitely lazy. Enough. Well, I take that back. A bunch of them are lazy. Some of them are hard workers, but they're all fucking miserable. They built a life that they hate living. They end up knocking up women they don't want to be with, or men end up knocking them up that they don't want to be with. They're single or they're in a fucking lifeless relationship. Their finances are completely fucked. Everything's just jacked up, man. And they're just miserable. They don't live the life they want to live. They wake up every day living someone else's life. Life isn't always a perfect thing. It never is. It never will be. But you have to take steps towards being happy with it. So understand what your goals are, and that'll help you say yes and no. And sometimes you're gonna make mistakes. Like when I went to the sheriff's office, man, I thought wow, I'm about to get this great job. Over time, I'm gonna make so much money. But they also didn't tell me that to get there and keep that job, I was gonna have to give up my dreams. Negative. Negative. I need to pursue my dreams, man. That's the whole reason I exist. That's why God brought me here. That's what I'm gonna do, man. I don't know God's master plan yet, but that's what I need to pursue to figure it out. And leaving, like I said, was a great move. I'm very happy. So keep a positive mental attitude, guys. Always try to grow, learn something, and sometimes you have to take a little bit of a break. And that's okay. But always try to do something positive, man. Minimize your exposure to electronics. Don't get caught up in social media. Don't get caught up on YouTube. Take some time to decompress. I believe so many people suffer from anxiety, depression, whatever mental health disorder you want to label yourself as, because they're always fucking comparing themselves to other people. Oh, well, fucking Cindy Lou got married and did this. And look at me, I'm single. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm in horrible debt. Well, you don't see the real fucking Cindy Lou. You're seeing what she projects on social media so she looks like she's a cool motherfucker because she wants more likes because it feels good. Trust me, the social media companies know what the fuck they're doing. And I don't mean to sound like a fucking conspiracy theorist here, but they know what they're doing, man. I have one social media platform, and that's my Facebook account. I log in there once a month, if that. Man, I'll say maybe once every 2 weeks now. Because I follow a couple of bodybuilding pages that I really enjoy. So control it, man. Control what information comes towards you and you absorb because it's negative. If there's, well, it's not all negative because it's going to affect you either way. And if it's negative, it's going to affect you in a negative way. If it's positive, it's going to affect you in a positive way. Don't wake up and scroll through social media. That's fucking toxic. I did that for years. I had to get rid of that shit. I wake up, bam. It's right again. It's getting after it, man. I use the bathroom. As soon as I wake up, I go take a dump. High fiber diet. I come to my office slash zen room slash guest room. I stretch out. I do some meditations for about, all this takes me about 20 minutes, man. I get my body and my mind ready for the day. I get downstairs. I have my breakfast, which is still the same fucking breakfast I always eat. It's my old faithful. It's the base is always going to stay the same. A couple of the other ingredients change. Typically, the base is a cup and a half of azuki beans, a cup and a half of gluten-free organic whole oat groats. I use a brand called GF Harvest, gluten-free harvest. I get off Amazon. Great stuff. It takes forever to cook. It takes about 45 minutes in the pressure cooker, maybe about 2 hours, boiling it. I've done both. So I just put them in the pressure cooker, 45 minutes. I let it naturally, depressurize, and it's good to go. But a cup and a half of azuki beans, a cup and a half of whole oat groats. I get a handful, which is probably about maybe 3/4 of a cup of arugula. That's one of the most critical things for me. Since I've been eating arugula for the past, I'll say 2 years, I've always had great cardiovascular health. Even when my cardio sucks, I'm still able to push myself pretty good. A good way if you're a man to know if you have good cardiovascular health is if you're able to get an erection easily and maintain it. Maintain a hard fucking erection. That's a good way of knowing. If you don't have that, you better go get a fucking echocardiogram and start checking your blood lipid levels and seeing what's going on with your cardiovascular system because it's not working too well. But yeah, so I did that. A cup, 3/4 of a cup of arugula, about the same amount. I used to do spinach. Now I have like this power greens mix, which is spinach, char, kale, maybe something else, and I'll throw that in there. And that's typically the base. Most of the time, I throw about half a cup of diced frozen avocados, which I buy the bags from. Almost every store has them in like their frozen fruit section. I throw that in there for some healthy fats, and then the rest is typically based off of what I'm doing at the time. I switch from like taking whey protein. I take this hemp protein powder, which has tons of potassium, tons of magnesium, which a lot of people are low in. That's my protein source. Outside of that, I'll typically put either some strawberry, some frozen strawberries or blueberries, either one, or frozen acai berries. And then I'll put maybe like a tablespoon or a teaspoon, maybe half a teaspoon of either, if I'm doing that recipe with the fruit, it's going to be vanilla stevia. I'll throw that in there. If I'm going in the chocolate route, instead of those vegetables, I'll put a banana. I'll put 2 tablespoons of crunchy peanut butter, which does make a difference because I'm going to blend it. And then I'll put chocolate stevia in there. Blend it up. Drink that son of a bitch. You know, it's real thick. It tastes good. I think it tastes good. It makes me feel great. There's a lot of water in there. There's a lot of good nutrients. I think it's like a super drink, man. It works great for me. So that's always my breakfast. And then my second meal is bananas. A banana. And I have about a cup and a half of some sort of the chocolate milk. For the past, I'll say 6 months, I've been drinking. Silk has like this, I don't know, it's like a chocolate protein, plant protein one. I've been drinking, it's about 20 grams per cup. I drink about a cup and a half. That's about 30 grams of protein with a banana, just because sometimes I don't know if I'll drink that around 8. So my first drink, my shake, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I do all my meditations, all that. By 5 o'clock, I go have my drink. I let my dogs out. I come up, you know, maybe 15 minutes later, I get dressed, and I'm out the door by 5:30. I live about 8 minutes away from work. I'm there by 5:40. I go check in. I have to do my whole COVID temperature shit. I get a radio. I talk to my team, see what's going on. I go up to briefing. 8 o'clock, like I said, I have the chocolate drink. I kind of like having that much protein. I'm sure I could find better sources, but I like that plant-based one. I have a banana with it, and I'm good, man. Like I said, I don't know if I'm getting my lunch at 10. I don't know if I'm getting my lunch at noon, maybe 1, depending. You don't know. When you work in a jail, you don't know what the fuck's going to go on, man. But I know I'm going to get a lunch at some point. I'll eat that. Lunch has been varying. I think I found a pretty good recipe right now. Basically, it's lentils, because I get less gas with lentils. Lentils, potatoes. Well, let me bring it back a little bit. So I make some quinoa, I make some lentils, and that's going to be my mixture in there. I also make a bunch of veggies, and I bake them. So it's going to be, it's typically potatoes for sure. That's going to be my base. Broccoli, sometimes I'll put cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, mushrooms. Let's see. And I cut the Brussels sprouts and the potatoes in half. They're like the small golden potatoes and red potatoes. I like both of them. I get a whole onion, dice that up, throw it in there. I have some pre-minced garlic I throw in there. I put probably like 3 tablespoons of olive oil in there. I'll put some foil over this pan. I'll put it inside the oven. I'll bake it at 350 for 2 hours. Comes out beautiful. Everything's tender. It tastes good. I'll put that as my base. I'll put maybe half a cup of lentils, half a cup of quinoa. I put maybe 4 tablespoons of hummus on there. Beautiful. I've been trying to go a little more plant-based, and I still have meat, you know, once a week. I've been trying to go with raw fish. And then I fast, man. I try not to eat anything past 2 o'clock. Sometimes 1 o'clock, man. If I have my lunch earlier, whenever I have my lunch, that's my last fucking meal of the day. So that's what I'm doing. As far as training, man, I was hitting the weights. I started seeing some size. I think that's why I gained some body fat too, because I was hungrier and I was traveling and bullshitting and doing all that stuff. There's a reason I came up with the fucking plan I told you about. And sometimes I get a hard slap in the face to remind me why the fuck I came up with this shit. I started having like angina pain, and I started having it a little bit before, and it just got worse and worse. I was like, what the fuck is going on, man? I'm eating pretty healthy for the most part. But it was just the pressure on my back from doing squats on my Frank Zane leg blaster. But that's what I've been doing, man. I've been, so I cut out the weights. I've been doing calisthenics and yoga, and I've been trying to walk every day. I do calisthenics once a week with my friend Jody from work. And then the other two training days is yoga. And I'm trying to walk, man. I'm staying trying to stay away from the bike. Maybe I'll ride the bike once a week, but I'm trying just to do yoga and stick to that. And that's what I'm doing, man. And I'm starting to see some results. I think I was at 283. I'm back down 278, and I'm trying to get down to 265 by the end of the year. And I'm really going to continue with that momentum. So whatever you're doing now, if you're not pursuing your goals, you need to start going after it. It doesn't mean you're going balls to the wall, and definitely enjoy the holiday season, but start working towards it, man. So whenever you start pursuing your goals, it's not that big of a leap to start that process. On that note, guys, I'm glad to be back. I'm gonna try to do this once a week. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace.